USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress remembered the first anniversary of the insurrection with a candlelight vigil on the steps of the Capitol. A pro forma session was held in the House. One of the few Republicans that attended was Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney.
The future of the country is at stake.
Right.
And there are moments when we all have to come together in order to defend the Constitution.
President Biden had strong words about the Capitol riot. Speaking from Statuary Hall at the Capitol, he said the country is now at an inflection point.
We're engaged anew in a struggle between democracy and autocracy, between the aspirations of the many and the greed of the few.
In a statement, former President Trump said President Biden is trying to divide America to distract from failed policies. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's still more talk about boycotting the Winter Olympics due to human rights abuses in China. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. But we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some larger companies are easing their COVID-19 mandates.
Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 5. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A dog is being hailed a hero after it led New Hampshire police to the mangled truck that its owner had been driving with a friend when he crashed. According to the state police in New Hampshire, they had a report of a loose German Shepherd on Interstate 89, right at the Vermont-New Hampshire border. Officers tried to catch the dog, but it ran. A short time later, the troopers found a damaged section of the guardrail, and they realized that a pickup truck had rolled over. The officers then found two occupants of the pickup that had been ejected and were both freezing and seriously injured. One of the men, Cam Laundry, was identified as the dog's owner. He said his dog was his guardian angel. Sadly, another dog that was in the pickup, a bulldog, was hit on the highway and killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.